This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. The attorneys general for Connecticut and New York are suing the Trump administration over offshore wind. A Hartford Current investigation finds more misconduct from former New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart. Plus, a common wading bird in New York City is at risk of disappearing. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garon. The attorneys general for Connecticut and New York are suing the Trump administration, this time over an offshore wind lease deal. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The Trump administration made a deal in March with a French energy company called Total Energies. The federal government would pay the company almost $1 billion to cancel two offshore wind leases located off the coast between Long Island and New Jersey. In exchange, Total Energies would agree to abandon its U.S.-based wind projects forever and instead focus on oil and gas projects. The AGs say in court documents that settlement violates the federal law that governs lease agreements, and they're asking a judge to throw it out. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
New York State Democrats say the gloves are off for drawing new congressional districts. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vilkind has more.
State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he wants a range of options for drawing a new congressional map in the state. The Bronx Democrat wants to amend the state constitution to allow a new map in time for the 2028 elections. The amendment would also repeal New York's ban on partisan gerrymandering. Hastie says it's justified by what Republicans are doing in other states.
I'm concerned about Republicans trying to wipe out black members of Congress. I'm concerned about a lot of things, but I think this thing about asking New York to play fair while everybody else is, you know, is playing ruthless, I think it's not right to ask us to do that.
Republicans say the amendment is a power grab. They'll urge voters to reject it in 2027. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vilkind for the New York Public News Network.
A Hartford Current investigation found more alleged misconduct by troubled former New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Stewart's already in trouble over a previous report from the Current that she used the city's credit card to buy tens of thousands of dollars worth of things like clothes and makeup. Now a new report says she got more than $30,000 from the city to cover her tuition costs and textbooks at the University of New Haven. The first report led her to drop out of the gubernatorial race. New Britain officials say the city's laws probably don't cover tuition reimbursements, and she apparently never cleared the spending with the city council. City, state, and federal authorities have all opened investigations into Stewart's spending in office. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Signs a landmark online safety bill. Plus, New York City is in danger of losing one of its most common birds. Those stories and more are coming up. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos of Long Island has been referred to the Justice Department over bets he made on the prediction market site Kalshi. The company alleges Santos said publicly he'd attend this year's State of the Union address in person, then placed bets that he wouldn't. Santos told NPR he wasn't aware of the referral. Bridgeport's city council has agreed to pay nearly $2 million to settle with the family of a man shot by police after a chase. An independent investigation found police broke multiple rules in that chase and shooting. Volunteer firefighters across Long Island will soon be eligible for an increased tax credit. New York state lawmakers approved a bill this week to bump up the income tax credit from $200 to $800. The increase comes amid efforts to boost volunteer numbers, which have dropped 40,000 statewide over the past two decades. A father is suing New Haven and its school district after his daughter nearly drowned during a field trip to a West Haven beach. Officials say the girl started to choke on something she was eating and slipped underwater. She was revived after receiving CPR. The suit claims the school was told she was not to enter the water at any time and that the event was not supervised properly. A spokesperson for the district said there is a discrepancy between what the lawsuit states and what staff at the scene reported. state legislators are poised to pass a one-year moratorium on new data center projects in New York before they leave Albany this week. The New York Public News Network's Samuel King reports the last-minute legislation is a compromise after advocates had proposed a three-year ban.
The moratorium would be the first of its kind in the country, and groups held rallies at the Capitol calling for a hold on data centers. Cheryl Cordes traveled to Albany from the town of Alabama in Genesee County, where a major data center is planned.
And we don't want it.
The last-minute bill would put in place a one-year moratorium on new data center projects, require an environmental impact study on data center development in New York, and require developers to minimize wastewater or infrastructure impacts on communities. But those opposed to the moratorium are making a lobbying push of their own. Smith Anderson is executive director of the Digital Power Network, a coalition of Bitcoin miners and digital infrastructure leaders.
There's already protections, and you already have to go through a lot of permitting review processes to build any infrastructure of this size. So a moratorium is just a signal to folks saying, you know, we're not open for business here in New York.
Governor Kathy Hochul would have to sign off on the moratorium while not commenting on this specific legislation. She has said she is looking intensely at the issue and that data centers need to manage their own energy costs without burdening local ratepayers. In Albany, I'm Samuel King for the New York Public News Network.
In Connecticut, Governor Lamont has signed into law a landmark online safety bill that establishes a framework of regulations on social media and artificial intelligence. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The law establishes regulations on AI chatbots, minors on social media, and disclosing when AI is used in employment decisions. Now, companies must have protocols if an AI chatbot detects suicidal ideation or self-harm. Senator James Maroney says there have been reports of chatbots encouraging suicide instead of referring people to a resource for mental health.
We're seeing how popular these chatbots are now. 70% of teenagers have access to companion chatbot in the last month. And unfortunately, we've seen that's had negative consequences.
Social media platforms are required to obtain parental consent before showing recommended media to minors. Minors will also have default time limits on app use and notifications. Attorney General William Tong says the law is one of several ways his office seeks to protect children online.
You see the danger and the harm every single day on this, and the harm that it does, particularly to our children. And you see it in no more common a place than on the social media platforms.
The law also funds AI literacy programs. It outlines a plan for an AI regulatory sandbox to allow business innovation under state oversight. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
One of New York City's most common birds is the black-crowned night heron, a very loud wading bird. But ornithologists say the nocturnal avian could disappear from the Big Apple without conservation efforts. The New York Public News Network's Rosemary Mizderi reports.
New York City is home to the largest population of black-crowned night herons in the Northeast.
Black-crowned night heron are kind of like the quintessential New Yorker. They are these cool looking birds that like to stay out late.
They're like little dinosaurs and they'll chase you with their beak and try to go after you. So they're pretty feisty.
Dustin Partridge and Shannon Curley are avian ecologists at the New York City Bird Alliance. Every year, they survey the birds in the wetlands and islands around the city. Over the past two decades, they say the number of the red-eyed raptors has decreased by 55%. The cause of the decline is unknown, but there are theories.
These birds are facing climate change, loss of habitat. There's also an increase of mammalian predators.
Like raccoons.
Some of the raccoons actually probably take the subway tracks in Jamaica Bay. The subway runs right through, so they have kind of a land bridge to get there. These islands are also prone to a lot of disturbance, boat traffic and people coming to the islands. And potentially contaminants in their foraging areas.
Curley says conserving the long-legged fowl could save other species from potential extinction.
Black-crowned night herons are just not another bird species in the harbor. These are indicator species and telling us something about environmental health. And their decline may be an early indicator, early warning sign.
Ecologists say it's not too late to save the scrappy heron. The next step is to pinpoint the cause of their struggle and keep them thriving in New York City Harbor. In New York City, I'm Rosemary Mizderi for the New York Public News Network.
Some of the most meaningful things on WSHU don't exist anywhere else. The Making of Us, Birdsong Break, Good at Heart, America 250, The American Experience. Programs created here for you. WSHU, news you trust, music you love. Listen on the radio, online, on our free app, and of course, right here on the After All Things podcast. Thanks for being with me today. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.